Let's talk a little bit about hormone therapy in premenopausal women, where, of course, using an AI, or at least an AI alone, is not something that can be done. And when we looked at this patterns of care study and presented a 35-year-old premenopausal woman with 3 positive nodes, we saw a lot of variation in how people approach endocrine therapy, everything from tamoxifen to ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen to ovarian suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor. It's just all over the chart. You can imagine this woman going to 5 different oncologists and getting 5 different recommendations for hormone therapy. Can you talk about these different strategies and how you approach patients like this?
Well, for premenopausal patients with ER-positive breast cancer, again, the story really begins in 1896. If you ablate their ovaries, they do better than if you don't. But in the era of chemotherapy use, we currently don't have clear evidence that says that anything more than 5 years of tamoxifen is necessarily better. We have hints, some of them tantalizing, but we don't have clear prospective evidence. And so we currently randomize patients to ask the question of the treatment strategies that you've outlined. And outside of a clinical trial, we typically recommend tamoxifen.
Can you explain what the rationale would be of using ovarian suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor?
Yeah, well, actually, it's not so much the cancer rationale, but in fact, it's a fact that aromatase inhibitors appear to be ineffective at overcoming all of the aromatase activity in functioning healthy young ovaries. So the problem with the aromatase inhibitor is, in the setting of a premenopausal patient, it may be like giving no treatment at all. So the ovarian suppression is required to facilitate activity on the part of the AI.